Matt Flynn, Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines in order. The lines are loaded up, three callers. We have about 9 minutes, about 3 minutes apiece. Thanks for calling. Dan and Monona, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
You talked about Rittenhouse being a wannabe, and all I can think about is if this little incident didn't happen, he'd just be another sociopath out of police force somewhere.
Right. And here's the thing. I don't know what kind of, you know, I mean, you don't know what struggles a guy goes through. I don't know what his parents are like, blah, blah, blah. But the point of the matter is this guy, you know, really wanted to be part of the problem. And he claims he went up there to help out. But why do you carry an AR-15? Why do you think you have to defend yourself? Why do you think you have to defend yourself with an AR-15? If this guy had not shot the three people, you're right, he'd be a non-entity, and he might be on a police force somewhere, and he'd be bad news. He'd be bad news. He'd gun somebody down in his car. He'd shoot him.
He'd be imposing his will on someone somewhere.
We don't need people like this, wannabes. But, you know, you roam around a riot and then claim self-defense with an AR-15 that's illegal, strapped to your chest. Hey, look, Jack, look, if you were simply there trying to scrub graffiti and you had no weapon and you weren't walking around, hadn't shot anybody, nobody would pay a little bit of attention to you. Nobody. He wanted attention. He's a wannabe. And he walked around with an illegal AR-15 that he came from Illinois and roamed around with it up there, roamed around with it. And he had never even shot that weapon in a shooting range, not even a shooting range. And when they asked him when he was in Ladysmith, why he bought an AR-15, he basically said, well, I knew I couldn't legally own a pistol. So what? You can legally own an AR-15? Come on. No one cares what he thinks. Ignorance is no excuse. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. But this guy, if there's any sympathy for him, is because of his youth and he's a wannabe. But still, you can't have a guy going around doing that. He's got to be convicted of something. Thanks a lot for calling in, Dan. Next, we're going to Mark from the SAC. Mark, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, well, thanks for your service, Matt. After all, it's Veterans Day, so that
thank you.
Thank our veterans. It's been brought up. You know, the prosecutor's hands are tied on some of these issues here because I can't believe that the judge can't go into, you know, the judge laid out, you can't rule out, you know, for this guy's state of mind. I mean, he's been going around, you know, prior to this, he's been celebrated in the conservative media for what he has done. This is Kyle Rittenhouse. That his mother's making money off of this. Pardon me. None of that can be brought up. I mean, that here this kid was illegally in possession of this firearm because it was given, you know, a straw purchaser bought it for him. That should be part of the whole thing as well. I mean, and he, what the heck was he doing there? I mean, and what the heck was law enforcement doing there, coddling the people, you know, that, you know, these vigilantes coming up, because that's just a recipe for trouble. Well, what happens if the people on the other side actually are armed as well? It's shocking in Wisconsin that where they, you know, the Republicans currently now are all for people being openly carrying firearms on the streets and wherever you go, that yet you can't even have a camera in the gallery when you're watching and filming our legislatures as they are at, quote unquote, at work. Filming them, you know, falling asleep at their desks and doing whatever. I mean, because that actually happened. I mean, that one was, you know, sleeping at his desk, you know, during the floor session. That, I mean, it is just, the Republicans are afraid of cameras, but they're not afraid of firearms. Well, I'm afraid of firearms if somebody's, you know, that I don't, you know, and I have hunting weapons, but I mean that I don't want everybody out on the streets carrying these weapons. And that's, you know, one of the fallacies of the Old West, because in some of those towns, the way the marshals cleaned up the towns, as I've said before, is that when the cowboys came to town, the marshal said, you drop your firearms off at the office, and you pick them up on your way out when you go back up out on the trail, because that's just a horrible problem back then, and it could be a horrible problem today. Because I can't imagine that if some black man or woman was walking down the street with an AR-15, that the law enforcement down there in Kenosha would have been as receptive as seeing that as they were with this little white boy doing this.
Yeah, you know, you're making some very good points. You know, here's the deal. What went on with this guy? What is he doing roaming around a civil disturbance? Because there had been peaceful marchers, but then there had been some vandalism with an AR-15. Who appointed him? And if you want to go up there and scrub graffiti, fine. Bring a bucket of water and a brush, okay? But why would you think you had to defend yourself? There are police around. That's why you have the police. That's why you have the police. And they ask him, well, why didn't you call 911? Well, no, I don't, 911, I'm the wannabe. I'm the guy, I'm the enforcer. Really bad news. Thank you for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, thank you for your service as well from me. I had a hard time discerning exactly whether the judge was part of the defense team. He was the biggest grandstander I've ever seen. He made a fool of himself several times. Everybody was saying, first of all, the prosecution had their hands tied on several things going into this, and I have no idea why, because all of these issues that he tried to bring up, in my mind, they were all pertinent to this case, and yet you can't talk about it. Well, what kind of a trial is that? Yeah, I was amazed by it. I saw a good 2+ hours of it yesterday, and it made me sick. And just like Mark said, first of all, coming over state lines with an illegal weapon at 17 years old, and another person that should be on trial, in my mind, is his mother. She brought him here.
But, yeah, no, you're right. This is very good stuff. And the truth of the matter is that the preliminary motions, the prosecutor can't call the people who are killed victims. I mean, every court in the country can say, well, he was the victim of the shooting. They can just say he was the gentleman who received the bullet. What the hell is that? And then the other one is the guy knows that he can't use deadly force to protect property, and you can't get into that either. Come on. Come on, guys. Come on. Going back to the lines. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Nick?
Hey, good morning, Matt. The one thing that people didn't talk about yet is, like, if I was a business owner and with COVID my business was failing, I'd have left the lights on in the place and I would have put a whites only sign in it. And these guys were like, hey, we're going to protect your property. I'm like, get out of here. I need you to leave. I need new windows. I need to remodel, you know. I'd be like, they got it all. Everything's destroyed. They got the safe, everything. They got all my inventory. I need to start fresh. So the idea that they're going to go out there and protect businesses, I mean, people got insurance for that kind of thing, you know. And I'll just leave it at that. Good show, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Yeah, and the cops are there, too, to protect. You know, come on. That's why we have professional police forces. We don't have vigilantes. In the old days of the 19th century, bad guys would come into town. Sheriff would go, okay, I need me some good boys. Good boys and their guns, come with me and we'll ride out of town as a posse. That's the mentality. That's not the way it works right now. You call the cops. You call the cops. And if you're down in Antioch, Illinois, or wherever the kid was from, okay, you're a wannabe. You want to be involved. You don't go there with an illegal AR-15. And that thing is semi-automatic weapon. He had 30 rounds in it. It could kill 30 people in 2 seconds. What is he doing with that kind of gun? What is he doing with that kind of gun? Good calls. Thanks. Going to break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I'm going to roll myself up in a big ball.